You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Gary Joyner looks at the ancient waterways of the Dardanelles and Bosporus Straits and the role they played in history that matters.
The nation of Turkey has been in the news lately for its increasingly left-wing leaning toward Islam. This causes problems for the West. The most visible boundary between Europe and Asia is a set of three waterways that separate not only the two continents, but the Aegean and the Mediterranean seas from the Black Sea. At the southern end lies the most fabled of ancient water bodies, the Dardanelles. The ancient Greeks called it the Hellespont. On the European side lies the Gallipoli Peninsula, important in World War I for the failed attempt by the British to control the straits. That struggle lasted 10 months and cost 200,000 lives. On the Asian side lies the ancient city of Troy. It was here where the beautiful Helen was taken. The Greek army tried to rescue her and sailed across the short strait waterway, which they named Helen's Bridge or the Hellespont. Here the Persian king Xerxes I invaded Europe, only to be turned back by the Spartans and the Athenians. It was also here that Alexander the Great entered Asia to begin the conquest of his empire. Just to the east of the Dardanelles, the water widens and forms the Sea of Marmara. This elliptical body of water provides anchorage for ships traveling into the Mediterranean Sea or the Black Sea before entering the congested waters of the narrow channels at either end. To the east of this small sea lies another important waterway, the Bosporus Straits. It is the narrowest of straits used for international navigation in the entire world, measuring only about 700 yards wide between its closest points. Istanbul, the ancient city of Byzantium, and later called Constantinople, lies on this strait. It is first mentioned in the story of Jason and the Argonauts. These three waterways have played key roles in international conflicts since the times of the ancient Greeks. They are among the most strategically important locations in the world. Any power that controlled these straits had access to controlling the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The Persians coveted the location, as did the Romans. The Emperor Constantine considered the strait so important that he built his new imperial capital on the site of the ancient Greek city of Byzantium, renaming it Constantinople. The Ottoman Turks captured the city in 1453, ending the Eastern Roman Empire. The name Istanbul means going to the city. The Russians coveted the straits and Constantinople until at least the end of World War II. They saw it as their long-sought-after, all-year-round warm-water port. Controlling the waterways meant that the great Russian Black Sea fleet could operate with ease in the Mediterranean Sea and contend with other European powers for control of the Middle East. Turkey has been supported by the West in its control of the straits. The country remained neutral during most of World War II, but entered on the Allied side in 1945 to keep the vital control away from Russia, which controlled all of the seas to its north. After World War II, Turkey became a member of NATO and has remained a solidly pro-Western state until recently. Today, international commerce through these straits is important to all nations in the region. NATO guarantees the passage of international commerce through them. Geography and history are inevitably entwined. Waterways can play as important a role as countries. The Dardanelles and the Bosporus form the linchpins of our earliest myths and fables and are central to the ebb and flow of great empires. Their very existence reminds us how history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.